Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cynthia Curiazis is here. Cynthia is a new friend. She's the president of Productivity Partners, Inc., Productivity Partners, Inc. She's the author of the book Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving, How to Avoid Productivity Potholes. And she's been helping people like you and me get organized, get our cornflakes together, and be more productive and procrastinate less. She's been doing it, it says here, for 20 years, so I'm assuming that's right out of elementary school. She's our new friend, Cynthia Curiazis. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you've got a big job because helping people get productive and not be procrastinators, you actually have to get into the pathology a little bit, don't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah. We need to kind of get to the core. Sometimes I call myself a radical coach. Radical meaning get to the core.
But that's sometimes that hurts.
Yeah, it's not fun sometimes.
Yeah,
it's so, dealing with things we maybe didn't want to deal with. So
where do we start? How do we? You know, we got small business owners out here who are. You know they got their wagon loaded, right? And they walk in every day and there's a stack of hats in front of them. Somebody's got to wear. They got to wear some. Other people got to wear some. And so that's in the way of all the organization, or is the organization in the way of all that?
Well, the organization is kind of in the way with all that. Usually, you know, small business owners wear many hats. They have lots of balls to juggle, and clutter in an office can contribute to clutter in your mind. Mm-hmm. About your focus, your priorities, your goals. So I usually start with, let's clear the clutter. And that usually helps them begin to see a road towards focusing more on what's important.
Do you clear it or do you file it and organize it? Is that what you're saying when you say clear? That takes on many meanings, right? Because you're not saying sweep it up and throw it away.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying let's look at what we've got here and try to put it in some type of system. Mm-hmm. So you have a process that supports you as you go through your day, your week, your month.
So when you have something you need to get out of your hand, instead of just throwing it somewhere, stick it somewhere.
Yeah, let's identify where it goes and make sure that location works for you. If not, we'll move it. But let's group similar things together, like with like, so that when you need something, you can go get it.
Well, I tell you, I guess maybe the most proud I am of myself is when I actually can find something that I put up sometime back, a while back, and then I say to myself, you big dummy, why don't you do that more often?
Well, I mean, think about it. It's pretty stressful to keep putting things in different places. It's stressful to not to be able to find something when you want.
Right.
Right? So the idea is let's set up the system so it works for you because it's different for people. Some people are visual and some people want to put it away in a file cabinet.
Right. It's astonishing, though, Cynthia, at least in my small business, how fast my desk gets covered.
Oh,
it's it takes my breath away. I mean, we'll come in here. I'll have help. Somebody will come in here and help me get things organized. We'll throw away stuff. We'll file stuff. We'll keep stuff. And I swear, I turned around a couple of days, and it looks like it did the day before. It takes your breath away.
Well, you know, we were supposed to have less paper with technology, right?
Yeah,
things
whatever.
Put away electronically, but that's not true. We have more paper now than we've ever had.
Yeah, well, so, at least for us baby boomers, I think, sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure, because we kind of grew up with that, didn't we?
That's right, that's right. I used to make my living selling paper. What are you talking about? I love paper, so go ahead.
So, you know, the paper keeps coming, so we need to do something about it. And then that kind of gets to the point of, if you pick it up, put it, do what you want to move it forward to the next step. If you pick it up and put it down exactly where you got it, you just wasted 2 or 3 minutes.
How much of this clutter that we have, and I think a lot of this is my situation, is the pack rat thing. See, I've got this deep, dark pathology that makes me believe I'm going to need that again one day.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about like a washer, you know, like a little teeny tiny washer. Man, that's going to come in handy. I'll need that one of these days. I can just imagine this job I'm going to need that for, and I'll hang on to it.
Yes. The word someday I may need this can be kind of dangerous.
I know it.
Right? So the question is, okay, you can say someday. The question is, well, when? Mm-hmm. And remember the statistic that 80% of what we keep, we never touch again. Which means
say that again. Of course, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
it's the Pareto principle. 80% of what we save, either in our file cabinets, our closets, wherever, our garages, we never touch again. So we're really only working off 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to kind of not mentally carry that around.
Right. All right. So give us some tips.
All right. So generally speaking, if somebody is very visual and wants to keep everything to see it, there are ways in which you can organize that. But when it comes time to cleaning out, which we all have to do, I recommend that if you're a very visual type of person, that you find a friend who can sit there with a trash can or the trash bag, and as you go through your things, ask you if you start saying, someday I may need this, you know, start asking you when and asking you and encouraging you to let it go.
And the reason you said friend is because when you start crying, they say, I know, it's okay, it's going
to
be okay.
That's right.
Right? You don't want to get somebody who doesn't like you who might give you a hard time, right? We want this person to hold your hand and say, it's okay, you can let it go now.
Well, yes, as I say, you know, your friend should not come with a bat. You know, they need to sit there and encourage you to do that because it's harder for, especially for visual types, it's harder to let go of it. But it needs to be done at least once a year.
How do I figure out if I'm visual or not visual? What's the other option?
The other option is, in your mind, you look for the name of a file folder as opposed to where the file folder is or what color the file folder is. Yes, because language lives on the left side of the brain, so it's looking for a word, a tab,
right,
a written note, something like that.
Those people are probably already organized, though, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that when they go to look for something in the clutter, they're looking for a word.
So is there a test I can take for myself?
In my book, Get Organized, Get Focused, Get Moving, Chapter 5 has a quiz in there.
Chapter 5, a quiz. All right.
Yeah, it's just a little quiz. It's 10 questions, nothing highly scientific,
right,
but it has worked for me and my clients for years.
And I need to know that before I start down any particular organizing route, don't I?
It would be more helpful because it would be a more user-friendly system for you.
Right. So give us the options there, visual and...
And language.
And language. You're looking for words or you're looking for... Colors or shapes, right?
Colors, placement, shape, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. I need your website quickly, Cynthia.
We're encouraging people to go to organizeitnow.com, and it'll take you to Pro Partners, Inc.
All right, organizeitnow.com. The book is called Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving. Cynthia Curiazis and I will be right back. Stay with me, 20 hours.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.